So I'm just looking for the ticks. Mostly they're ones that have already been feeding for a while. But sometimes I find some that are just walking around. And it can be anywhere from a couple to, you know, not unusual to find 100 on a deer that's got a bad infestation.
That's Dick Johnson, a biologist with the island's Tick Reduction Initiative. He spends shotgun season carefully picking as many ticks as he can from the deer that hunters bring in to be weighed. Those ticks will be sent to a lab at UMass Amherst for DNA analysis to discover more about what they're feeding on, their life cycle, and any diseases they might carry.
People are sort of amazed when I tell them what I do during hunting season. I don't particularly enjoy it, but hopefully the results of this will be a little more information that will help us do something about the tick-borne illnesses in the future.
Johnson has been instrumental in a new program that pairs hunters with private property owners, opening previously closed land to hunting. He hopes it will reduce the overall deer population. Johnson estimates there are as many as 40 deer per square mile of deer habitat on the island, a density rivaled only by Nantucket. And he believes that needs to be cut by more than half in order to reduce the risks of tick-borne illness on the vineyard. For hunter Brian Athern, opening private property to hunting makes sense because deer monitor human behavior.
You know, they know where the kids come home from school. They know how far away to be from the house. You know, I think the deer got our number. We don't have theirs.
As we drive out to where hunters are walking grids in the state forest, Athern says bow hunting is a way of life for his family.
I'll usually pack 2 freezers full of deer meat in a season. And I use it to trade for scallops, and I feed the family on it. We use it as Christmas presents, and I use it like wampum, you know, modern-day wampum.
The hunters come to the weigh-in station throughout the day, single hunters and larger groups. Some are families who bring 3 generations of hunters together. As the sun begins to set, they're arriving by the dozens. But not all the deer are being kept by the hunters. Rebecca Haig, executive director of the Island Grown Initiative, is also at the weigh-in station.
Yeah, I know you got a lot of people to give them to, but if you get any extra, we'll give it away and make sure it gets to the right people.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
Thanks so much.
Haig is trying to spread the word for hunters to take more deer than they can use and donate the meat to the food pantry.
On Martha's Vineyard, we know that there are families. We're one of the poorest counties in the state of Massachusetts. According to the U.S. Census Bureau, there are about 11% of our population year-round living along the poverty line. And we know that a third of our kids in the public school system are on subsidized lunch programs.
The venison will be ground with 20% pork to make it more palatable for those who aren't accustomed to eating deer meat.
We've also developed 2 or 3 recipes from chefs on the island on how you can use the venison and also how you can substitute it if you're just making chili or venison stew or tacos for your kids.
Until the end of shotgun season, Haig's truck will be at the weigh-in station, hoping to encourage hunters to help out. If she sees as many as 50 donations of deer this year, she says she'd be delighted. Advocates say it's a win for hunters who can enjoy a pastime they love. It's a win in the effort to cut down on tick-borne illness, and it's a win in the effort to feed the hungry. For WCAI in West Tisbury, I'm Angela King.